Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. The gospel parable today can easily be summed up by St. Paul's words to Timothy in our second reading. And it would look like this. That those who wear the crown of self-righteousness crown themselves full of a crown of jewels of their own, completion of work, all of their success and the monetary value. And they crown themselves with this crown for all the world to see. But the crown of righteousness, true righteousness, is a crown for those who, like Paul, have stayed the course, completed the race, and have kept the faith. And that crown, as Paul says, is waiting for us where Christ will put it upon our head. A crown of jewels as well as thorns. A crown that represents those who walked through trials and tribulations. Those who remained faithful. And that we'll share not with the world or the people of the world here, but those who also have been found righteous in the name of God. Our parable today, though, is one that I really believe not only answers concisely that message, but also is much more intimate and personal to Jesus and his apostles. Yes, it's about those who find themselves righteous and those who seek God's mercy. But the story that he tells about the tax collector today, I really believe, is the story of Levi, the tax collector, who becomes an apostle of Jesus Christ. I believe that it's a story about Levi, who was far away from God's love and became an evangelist, a writer of the good news. See, because God knows our hearts and our souls. He knows what brings us to him. And if you remember the story of Levi, Jesus finds him at his custom post. And Jesus simply says to him, come follow me. And he gets up from the table. He gets up from his life. He gets up, leaving the worldly crown behind to follow. And you have to understand the significance of this because of what a tax collector was in the time of Jesus. How Jewish people looked upon them. We all know that the Jews had a distaste for the Samaritans who had abandoned the way of faith. But they loved the Samaritans compared to how they felt about the tax collectors. See, the tax collectors were the scum of scum, right? That's where the term scumbag comes from. Please laugh. Thank you. It hasn't gone over well all day. They were seen as the scum of the world. Why? Because, see, in order to be a tax collector, to collect tax for the Roman Empire from the Jews, you had to be a Jew. And then you had to divorce yourself from the lives of the Jews by taking their money for the Roman Empire. And not only did they take the money for the Roman Empire, they added on more tax to line their own pockets. And this is who Levi was. He was a master tax collector. That means not only did he act in this way, but he was teaching others to follow in the same thievery. So how did he get up from the table so quickly upon the simple calling of Jesus? It is because he had the disposition to receive grace. And that comes in and through prayer. I think Levi is like a lot of those who have walked away from the truth. They try to compensate with worldly things. They try to build up their own treasures, if you will, make their own crown. So success seems to be real. All along, the heart and soul, really not in it, for there's a greater calling. And I believe that as Jesus tells this story, he's telling about Levi himself, who really despised his own life, but didn't know how to get out of it. So he found himself going to the temple, standing far off because they were not permitted in the inner sanctum like the Pharisees. And he prayed that very prayer. Oh God, be merciful on me, a sinner. And I think Levi also found himself following Jesus and his heart being open to that love and wondering, can I ever get away from this? Be merciful, Lord, for I am a sinner. And then the day came, and Jesus saw him and called him, and he followed. This is the story that Jesus is telling in the parable. Yes, those who are self-righteous like the Pharisees are so closed off from God's grace that they can't live within his love. But those who have found themselves separated on their own accord are the ones that are constantly desiring to return without really knowing how. I can only imagine as Jesus told this story to the people, Levi's head was bent in thanksgiving while his brother apostles were elbowing him. This is you, Levi, in your past. We're glad you're among our numbers. So what should be our mission this week? It certainly should be to recognize the difference between the crown for which we make for ourselves in self-righteousness in the things of the world, perhaps maybe trying to cover up from a sin or a habit that we can't seem to overcome, and accept true righteousness, which comes in humility and the seeking of God's mercy, so that not only can we follow when Jesus calls, but to complete the race, to live it well, and not to lose the faith. So when you come forward to receive Holy Communion today, it is the very moment for us to humble ourselves before God. We say in the prayer of the Lamb of God that we're not worthy, we know. But when you come forward, perhaps maybe utter that prayer in your heart, in your soul. Be merciful to me, O Lord, a sinner. So when you receive him, you not only receive fully his body and blood as he has given himself to us in this great mystery, but you dispose yourself to the grace that will free you and allow you to follow him and complete the race and receive from Christ Jesus the crown that he prepares, that for which both has thorns and jewels in his heavenly kingdom. And I promise I will do the same.